Okay.
Wait, what?
Your glasses fell. Anyways,
Wait, why
hey
are the
guys.
numbers going up and down?
What?
Why is it like 80% to 75 to 90?
No, because that's like how much is done uploading.
Oh, okay. Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast. Oh. Hey guys, welcome back to the Stupid Twisted Pot. Oh, wait.
I'll do it. Hey guys,
No,
welcome
I'll
back
do
to
it
the
to
Sweet
the
Sister
Twisted.
Pod. You literally recording this. Stop. I'll do it. Hey guys,
No,
welcome back to
I'll do it,
Sweet
I'll do
Sister
it, I'll do it, I'll
Podcast.
do it, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. I got it, I got it.
Breathe, breathe, breathe.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Sweet But Oh wait, I missed it. Hey guys, welcome back. Wait.
It's okay. Just go with the flow. We've been a minute in, and all we've been doing is laughing. We haven't even started the podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the Sweet But Twisted podcast. We're your host, Malia.
And Kellen.
And today we're going to
And we're gonna be recapping our school years. Oh my God, Lily's having a seizure. Anyways,
Okay, they're fine.
so now we're gonna talk about the expectations of the school year.
First off, this school year was like actually crazy. When I went into this school year, I thought that I was gonna be like having the best time of my life. This school year was like actually like HE double hockey sticks, guys. What a
Okay.
coincidence.
Anyway, hello. Let me get this other piece of gum and then I'll continue talking.
Big backed.
You can't be talking. You're eating right now too. Okay.
That in.
So the expectation. Well, yeah. There's no editing in a podcast. What are you
What?
doing? Stop. Stop. Just casually started cracking your back and like, Malia, you can't edit this.
Okay.
Okay. So, my expectations for this school year were like, I thought that because I'm only going to the school year, so this school once, for like 1 year, why did I say one? For 1 year, I thought, oh, this is gonna be like a one done deal. I'm not gonna be a, but like, I feel like the people I've in my school are like family to me now, which is low
Yeah,
key
same.
sad because I have to leave them. Like, why did I meet? Like, I feel like I'm emotionally attached to everyone now, and it's like I want to literally cry to see them go because I know that I'm like probably not gonna see the majority of them again.
But for some backstory, me and Kaylin had, wait, what was it?
We had sixth grade together.
Don't say our grade.
They don't know how old we are. For all
Oh,
they
we.
know, that could be 8 years ago. Then we'd be
Anyways,
graduated. We're not graduated, guys. We're too young for that.
for some backstory, me and Kaylin, we did our first year of middle school together, but
Sixth
now
grade.
we're like, yeah, now we're across the each other, like across the
We're
country,
across the freaking country.
but we're still friends. Like we're still besties.
We're literally best friends. You know, I just
Exactly.
realized everybody from your school who's asked me if I stayed in touch with you, and I said no, and they're gonna, if they see this, they're gonna be like, well, Kaylin, you lie? I'm gonna be like, I'm a liar. I'm a bad liar. You love Selena Gomez.
But yeah, When I went into the school year, I thought that I was like, I actually didn't know because me and Kaylin and this other girl, we were like in a trio and it was just us. And we like, no one really liked us in the school. So we thought that we were going to be like by ourselves the whole day.
Hold up. Correction. Nobody liked you two. Everybody loved me.
No, they didn't. You have half the school blocked right now.
There's only one person, and that was your crush.
That's literally half of the school.
If your crush is half of the school, then why don't you have a man's gat, huh? That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
How come you don't have a man's gat, Mr. Wiz?
Because low-key, everybody on Wiz is either freaky, annoying, or straight.
It's literally, oh.
And then there's the sweethearts, but, like, the sweethearts, they're, like, not the best looks. No offense. I like bad boys.
You sound retarded right now.
Stop.
What Caleb means to say is he likes people who aren't sweethearts.
I like anti-heroes. You know, like Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Me personally, I like.
Oh. This school year, low-key, I thought it was going to be a one-and-done deal. I thought I wouldn't make, like, friends. But, like, low-key, I made some pretty close friends. Low-key.
Same. I made friends, but, like, I also, like, dropped a lot of my friends.
The thing is, I couldn't drop anybody because I went from a class of 60 to a class of 15. Literally a four.
You go to private school, so like that's a lot for like a private school.
I know, like me saying 60 to 15, they're like, well, only 60 people. We go to private school, so. Yeah, we're rich kids. Deal with it. We're nepo babies. We're nepo babies. I'm
bursting. Why are you so cringe right now?
I'm cringe. I'm a cringe person. Stop bullying me. Stop.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. There was like, I had like a lot of like, the amount of times that I've gone to the teachers over like drama this school year is actually crazy. Like, I've gone to, like, our religion.
Wait, are they? Their guidance counselor.
Yeah, I've been to our guidance counselor, which is basically our principal, because the principal just doesn't do anything.
Bro, that's so real.
No, like, 10 times now this school year. About, like, either something going on in our friend group, or, like, the friend groups around us, like, coming to our friend group. It was just, there was so much drama.
Stop. Why are you laughing? You're not funny.
There was just so much drama this year. It was actually, it was, like, not even, like, tea, you know? It was like,
nobody can talk about high school with tea.
Shut up, Mandalorian. No, but there's so much like going on this school year. I need a break. Like, this is my first day of summer, by the way, and it feels so good to like not have any schoolwork anymore. Like, I just need to be like done with that. Even though like yesterday on my last day of school, I was like bawling my eyes out. But like that's different, cause I'm pretty sure I'm moving this school year. So
she's in like the same boat as me, but like less severe. She's moving same state, I'm staying, but I'm moving schools.
Yeah, he's
L.
staying in the same, like,
City,
location.
same.
I'm gonna try
I'm
to
staying in the
survive
same
here.
home, in the same state, in the same city. Only difference is I'm just going to different school, so.
Yeah, and I'm going back to where I used to live, but I kind of left them with like a bunch of like ops. Like my best friend blocked me. Why is this? My best friend blocked me, so I don't really know what's going on there. I get rid of?
Don't mind us, we're big backs, as you can tell.
I'm not his kid. Whatever.
Anyway.
But yeah. I think the biggest thing was my friendship conflicts. Like.
Was the worst transition ever. That was the worst transition ever.
How would you say it?
So I just get straight to it. I won't even say so
I
the
have a
next like you're
list.
girl, you're literally writing this like an essay. Like with the transitions and stuff. I just get straight to it.
No, but
Also
like,
have a
okay.
list. It's on my computer.
I had so much friendship conflicts this year. I was like
Tried to
Cameron,
get
and he
away
was
with
like a little boy.
I no,
Anyway.
bro. Everybody thinks I look like a baby. I'm not a baby. I'm a full grown man.
No, you're not. Yeah, he
Yeah.
looks older.
Obviously me. Yeah, I look like a baby.
Okay. But, yeah. Okay, let me start off with
Your
T-Rex.
tan line's terrible. We can see
Huh? I'm trying to get a tan line.
it. Girl, we see that tail line.
Thank you.
It's very visible. Okay, we get it. You don't need to show off your tail line.
Why
Girl, really
look
getting
at
all into it. You're like, guys, look at this tan line. Guys, who did it better? Malia or Caleb?
mean, you look like a big black
You
whale.
can't be talking, you are a big back whale.
Thank you. Stop copying me.
You're copying me. No.
That's how it does you
Know,
dirty.
I'm doing a duck pose. Yeah.
I'm not wearing a bra. Anyways. Okay, so there was this one girl. Okay, so me and Caitlin, we were in like a duo, and there's these other two girls that were in the duo. Ugh. Anyways, so there's two girls that were in a duo, and me and Caitlin were in a duo. And the two girls, you know, they're
Guys,
chill.
okay. Pop. Guys, I'm gonna be right back. I'm just gonna leave my phone right here. It'll only take me like 5 seconds. Malia's gonna entertain y'all.
Oh, what he's doing. He looks like a jumping beanstalk. Anyways, because he's really annoying, like I want to drop him. Like actually, like he's so annoying. Like like he's really annoying. Anyways, so we're in a friend group with the four people: me, Kaylin, these two other girls. Now, the two other girls, you know, they're chill. At first, we thought they were really nice, but then one of them. Wait, let me just restart this. Okay, so we were in a friend group, right? With four people. Me, Kaylin, these two other girls. We'll call her Jumpy and Runny. Jumpy and Runny, okay? That's stupid. Okay, sorry guys. Sorry. Sorry. We're gonna have cuts in this podcast because there's no way anyone's gonna listen to this. Anyways, so we're in a friend group with four people. Me, Kaylin, and then we'll call them Lacey and Tracy, okay? Lacey and Tracy. Now, Lacey joined our friend group a little bit later. Tracy was new in the middle of the school year, but Lacey joined a little later. So we were like, oh, yeah, come on, come join the party. And Lacey came to us. She was like, guys, my friends are so toxic. Like, they always talk bad about me, and I know it. And I just hate them so much. And she would talk bad about their appearance, how they talk, like, everything about them. She would mock them, and we'd be like, okay, these girls are really rude. So, you know, we're supporting our friend Lacey. So whenever she used to say anything bad about her, we used to be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, she sucks. But one day, our whole friend group gets in a fight because of a rumor that wasn't even true, that some, like, class clown made. And Lacey ignored us the whole week. We sent her apologies. She ignored us. She switched to her old friend group that she was talking bad about and told them that everything that she was saying was, like, what we were saying. It came from us, not her. So we were like, what the heck. So now we have, like, ops in the whole school year, right? So that school year ends, Kaylin leaves, and then it's just me and Tracy. Okay, me and Tracy were besties, but we have no one. So this school year comes around, and we have no friends, right? And guess what? We're separated. We literally don't have any classes together. We have one class together, that's it. Okay, I was a little pissed off because I had no one. And guess whose class I was in? I was in Lacey's class. Every single class I was in Lacey's class, okay? Okay, so I basically had no one. She basically had no one. And we were by ourselves, right? So we're already struggling with that. And then one day we see that Lacey posts about us on TikTok, and she was talking about how we were, like, so rude and, like, literally name-dropping. Like, not just name-dropping, saying she wants to fight us, saying we're, like, rude for trying to make up with her. And so everyone hates us even more. And, you know, we're literally alone. We start crying. It gets so bad that the principal and, you know, all of our families are combined in this mess. And we're like, what is going on? Because you literally joined our friend group and now you're, like, mad, you know? So you're like, okay, you know, that's, like, weird. I cry. I switch classes. I'm with Tracy now. Okay? So now we're better than ever. We have this new girl who joined the school this year. And we're like, you know, we're all in a little... Wait, what the frick is he doing? He had no gyak, guys.
That was your little intro back for me. A little throwaway.
Okay.
And that's to convince you to watch the video version.
Okay. Kaylin, we need cuts in this because there's no way we're like, oh.
No, we're not cutting this. That's what's gonna be funny.
No, because I messed up like 1,000 times.
It's okay.
No one's gonna watch this. This is 18 hours long.
Trust me, people watch my 4-hour-long live stream, they'll watch this.
How much? Two people?
Like, 86.
Okay, anyways. Yeah, so, like, we're living our best life in a trio, whatever. And then, you know, we start to accumulate more friends, but everybody hates us still. You know, literally nobody likes us. So... So, we're in a trio with me, Tracy, and we'll call her Valentina, okay? Me, Tracy, and Valentina, we're in a trio, and guess who decides to join us? Lacey. Lacey asked to be in our friend group, after she made so much drama with us, literally made me switch classes. And guess who she's mad at? Guess who she left? the old friend group. So we were like, what? What? Okay, but keep in mind, Lacey and Tracy, they were a duo before, right? I mean, Kaylin were a duo. So we were like, oh, okay. So, I don't know, some miracle, she joins our friend group. These two other girls join our friend group. We'll call them Sally and Brooke, okay? Sally and Brooke join our friend group. We're having a good time. You know, what I've learned is it's hard to keep up in big friend groups. Like, the most, I think, for a healthy friend group is 4. For, like, a really healthy. Like, unless you guys all understand, don't leave each other out. Maybe 6, you know. But unless you have one person to, like, always lean on, you're always going to kind of feel left out either way, right? So, yeah. They're in a duo. And, like, me and this other girl's in a duo. You know, we're all in duos. So, we're thriving here in our friend group at this point, even though everybody else hates us, right? So, anyways, we're having a good time. Guess who drops us? Guess who drops us? Lacey drops us. So now we have 5 people. And guess who she goes back to? Her old friend group. She is hopping friend groups. But guess what? This time she's in a trio.
She's a friend group hopper. Lacey's a friend group hopper.
Friend group hopper, homie.
Like, instead of a homie hopper, she's a friend group hopper.
It was so annoying. She keeps on going back to her own friend group. And guess what? She's being left out now. So. Yeah.
Guys, L for Lacey.
L for Lacey.
Lacey really thought she got a W with this one, guys.
She got L.
All she got was 2 big fat L's.
Okay, now that I'm saying it out loud, it doesn't even sound bad. Like, you guys are being dramatic. But it was a lot to deal with, and that's not even it. Like, I have really crazy stories that I've had this year. I do, okay, Kaylin could share his, and then I do have a recent friendship conflict. So.
Oh, friendship, we're still on friendship conflict? Alright, oh. I spat out my gum. So. So this is one girl. What should we name her? Sandra came at the top of my head. We'll name her Sandra. Now, Sandra, she's, how do we call it? A narcissist. Thinks she rules the world. And will get literally so mad if you don't go her way. Like, if you don't go her way, she'll probably beat you up. And she loves pushing the limits. And she loves pushing the limits, too. Like, shut up. Anyways, she literally loves pushing limits. Like, anyways, so there's this time that me and Sandra, okay, there's many times that me and Sandra got in fights. There's this one time when it, like, really affected me. And I was like, I don't know how I feel. I want to drop Sandra. So, of course, I went to Malia. And Malia told me I should confront her about it. So, of course, she's playing Fortnite with somebody, with her other friends, because she has 8 million friend groups, and we're literally her last resort. So, we were like, so I called her. Well, I called her after she realized something was up because I didn't respond to her text for, like, 2 days. 2 days means, like, 2 hours, but, oh well. So, she knew something was up. So, I called her, and we had a conversation. And, low-key, it didn't work because she's still making the same comments as she did beforehand. It was, like, a waste of time, low-key. Anyways,
so yeah, basically our friendships were kind of like, I'm about to tell you this one thing that had to do with me and this girl's crush. It was not good, guys. It was Anyways, okay. So, little story time. I haven't had that much crushes this year, nor last year. Like, I kind of... I kind of stick to, like, the same people that I, like, had from the beginning, you know? Like, I've only had 3 real crushes in my new school, which has been 2 years now.
Do you know how many people that is? 3 people out of 60 people. Do the math on that.
They're not
that's one.
Much.
That's 1/20th of the class, I'm pretty sure.
Whatever. Anyways, so, yeah. So, I normally keep to myself. This year, I didn't go in anything. Like, I've told my friends, like, oh my god, I kind of like this person. But, like, nothing ever happened with it, you know? But the specific person who was, like, my first crush at this school, or my second crush at this school, I've, like, he's, like, my default crush, you know? So, there's this, wait, why am I going with this? Okay, yeah. So, I think it was, like, in the beginning of the school year, I liked him, and I was literally about to tell my friends, and my best friend, Lacey, told our friend group that she likes him.
Lacey.
And I was like, I was like, come on. I was like, come on, guys. Like, what the frick? So, I didn't tell her anything because, you know, I didn't want anything to come in our friendship, right? Guess what? That passed over. It happened again, like, in the middle of the school year. And I was like, come on, guys. Like, oh, my God. Like, once again, I didn't say anything because of our friendship. Now, this week, literally this week, and last week, I like this guy again, and I was kind of, like, giving hints to her, because I was like, I'm not letting this happen again, and I was like, oh my god, who should I call him? Oh my god, wait, there's just one name.
Bookie Bear? Bookie Bear.
Oh my god, like, Pear is so cute, like, I just want to, like, you know. So, yeah, and she was like, talking about him too, so I was like, okay. And it was this night after our dance, which was also really fun. It was the night after our dance, and guess what? I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna tell her right now that I think I like Pear. Guess what? The minute I'm about to text her, she texts our group chat saying, guys, I kind of like Pear. I got so mad. The first thing I did was FaceTime Caitlin, and I was actually so mad because this is the third time that this happened. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm literally not gonna let her get in my way of something that I want. So I texted her and I was like, I kind of like Pear too. Her response was, bro moment, which like. Then again, but what do you do? Like, what do you respond in that situation? Like,
you would respond with, OMG, I didn't know, even though she did know. But we say, OMG, I didn't know.
Yeah, but...
Let's choose our friendship over this guy.
Wait. It's tomorrow Friday.
Oh no, hold up.
Wait, I think it is.
Help, I don't have any sense of time. Where's my watch? Oh, here's my watch. Okay. It is... Today is Friday.
No, it's not.
It literally says it's
Thursday
Friday.
Today.
It's Thursday?
I'm going...
I need to fix my watch then.
No, I'm going to...
This is Friday.
I'm going to Lacey's aunt's house. I don't know why, but I am tomorrow. I thought I had a day.
You don't even have a day?
Bro.
You're leaving... Wait, are you leaving Friday?
No.
Or are you leaving Saturday?
I'm going Saturday. I mean, tomorrow. I'm going tomorrow. Bro. That's annoying. Anyways, so I was telling her, I was like, hey, I kind of like him. And, wait. Oh, I want to go to the gym.
You don't get to go to the gym.
I can still go boom, 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 boom. Anyways, the second that she responded to bro moment, she texted our main group chat because, I texted her directly and she was like, "Guys, I really wanted a picture with Pear at the dance tonight. You guys should have helped me out." And I was like, "What?" Like, it's like, even though we like the same person, it's essentially saying, "I wish that I have a picture of Malia's crush, because we like the same person." And I was like, "What?"
No,
So.
it's essentially her saying that, hey, I rather choose Pear over us
Exactly.
because I feel like
So.
if she was a real friend in this situation, she would be like, she wouldn't say that in the first place.
No, what I
She
would
probably
say.
would stop talking about Pear.
Exactly.
But
What I
no.
would say is, hey, we both like Pear, but like we're best friends, so we could both like him, but let's not do anything with it, And but
Exactly.
that's like what I've done with, the past, but I've literally shoved my feelings under a carpet, even though I also liked him at the same time. And she knows that too. It's not like it's a secret anymore. She knows that I did. So I'm just like, okay. Guess what she texted me? She asked, because I brought my digital camera to the dance. She asked me for photos of him that she took so she could show her sister. And I was like, what? I was so annoyed at that point because, like, I literally just told you that I also like him. Like, why would you be asking for more? And you know that I've liked him before and I've put it aside for you. So, like, why are you. Like, she didn't care at all. So I was like, okay, I gave her a really bad photo, and then she asked for more, and I just left her on read. And the whole week she was talking about it, and I was like, what? And even now, like yesterday, we added Kaylin to our eighth to our seventh grade. Wait, we added
To our
Kaylin
98th grade.
to our. Yeah, we added Kaylin to our grade group chat, our school group chat, and we were playing Roblox with her. And I fell asleep early, but he said that.
I sent photo proof.
Oh yeah, he said that he was literally like she was talking about him like behind my back, which is so fake because literally I like him too. Like you're not special. But but I'm pretty sure he likes me, guys. Like he either likes one of us and I'm pretty sure it's me because he like talks to me more, But it's summer, so like what do I do? Should I tell
Guys,
him I like him? Wait. I can figure out.
if you watch this far, you should let us know in the comments or like in our snaps or whatever if she should go and ask Pear like somewhere.
What if he says, N I don't like either of you? No, but okay, here's the thing. I might be moving back to where I used to live. So if I get like the 100, like okay on that, then I'm gonna do it because and it would be funny if we both showed up to that school for like the end of school. Like, wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be we show up for like graduation. Like graduation day, we both like skip that day of school if we have that day of school. And
We're
we
gonna
appear.
grab. Oh my god.
I know. We're graduating.
Well, see, I was crying so much yesterday because of my last day
Girl,
of school.
you're gonna cry so much next year.
Like, I don't even know what I'm gonna do for graduation. Because the thing was,
Leah,
no
you're
one.
literally. Leah, you're gonna have to learn how to cry pretty.
I am a pretty crier. Just not when people take 0.5s of me. Okay, you always look like you're crying. Bad.
Am. I'm depressed in
On
the inside.
the outside too.
You're glizzy.
No, you want one.
I would, but you can't get one.
What is it? I need
Us
eight
being
poison,
good
guys.
guys. Love that.
Yeah. So, like, I've been yapping this whole time, but, like, it's just so fake to me. Like, I would never do that to my friend. And I haven't. And the same situation has come up for me. What do you have to say?
What do I have to say? About Lacey or about my situation?
Anything.
Lacey can go eat a glizzy, but, like, a glizzy that's so long that it suffocates her. Can I say that? Okay. Oh well, whatever. Well, I love how I didn't even say really much about Sandra. What would you say about Sandra? You know who Sandra is.
Oh yeah, so I've met Sandra a couple of times. His like school best friend. I would say I don't like her because of the stories that you've told me, but she's a good replacement just to keep you company.
Low key, but I am distancing myself away from her.
Thank you. You should. But the thing is, they're going to the same school as each other.
I know. Like, the thing about it, you're not even going to have to see Lacey in your next school. I'm going to be stuck. Well, I might not go. Well, if you do go. If you do go, then you're not even going to have to see Lacey. And you get to find a new pair. While I'm over here, I'm going to have to be stuck with Sandra for the rest of my life. That's a lie. I don't want to be stuck with her for the rest of my life. And thank Lord I don't have to be.
No, you don't need to, though. Be like, I don't like your vibe.
Please don't kill my vibe. Or just distance
yourself. Don't kill my vibe. You already know that her friends are going to be there, right? So she's probably going to leave y'all again.
That's true.
So leave her out.
No, because the thing is, she literally loves talking to people in the grade above us. So she's exactly. In the grade below us. So she's probably just going to talk to those same people if they come.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even. I might as well. Well, the thing is, I might as well just start developing my own friends. Like, the second I get there. I'm going to, like, scope the surrounding area. And I'm going to be like, you look like you'd be a good friend. You look like you wouldn't be a good friend. And you look like you'd be a nice crush, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to scope out my future.
If I go to this new school, I already know everybody. So even though I have, like, new opportunities, I have, like, baggage from the past.
Well, hopefully they don't carry grudges.
They do.
It's LA, of course they carry grudges. You get canceled, that's not going to be well.
Exactly. This school year was just like crazy though. Oh my god. Bro.
This school year was draining.
It was so. Like, I don't even know. Last school year was so much better than this one just because this one was tiring. Like, I just wanted to rot in my bed all day when I came home.
Bro. It's not even like that. I feel like this school year has sucked everything out of me. Like, it sucked. It literally makes me, like, want to die. Low-key.
And, you know, they say that this specific school year is hard for everybody. They're not lying. They're literally they not lie. Lying.
Can somebody explain to me why I'm so drained? I feel like I used to be way happier. But same. I feel like I'm, like, but I feel like I've been, like, more.
I feel like I'm emo now.
I know, same. I feel like the Kaylin I was years prior is, like, gone. She's gone.
I feel like last year was a good, like, preparing for this year, though. Because there was a lot of drama last year. But this year was just, like, another level.
It was too much.
It doesn't sound like. Like anything, but when you're like constantly going through it, and like there's also a bunch of other stories, like that was only like a quarter, Not even a quarter of
Not a
them.
quarter, like a sixth. A
Yeah, and Kaylin
sixth?
knows. We know because every single time something happened, we would FaceTime each other like after school and be like so like upset.
I know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But okay, I think the craziest story that has happened in my school year, it was okay. So there's this furry girl in my class, right? And she's like she's gonna be best friends with Kaylin at like the
No,
start
she
of the school
didn't.
year last year.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, but she has
That's
like she literally has claws. Like I have fake nails
her
on right
nail.
now.
Like,
But her nails
but
are
like
like this long,
her nails
real.
are literally her nails are like those, but like real and sharp. Trust, I've been scratched. That thing like scarred. Do I have a scar from her? Probably. I'm just too lazy to look. Ew, why are my veins showing? I feel like a man. Guys, look, I have veins. Ew, why is it like that? You can see my
You look
veins.
so straight right now.
I know. Hey,
Okay, now you don't.
guys.
But yeah, there's this furry girl at my school. And she like doesn't like anybody. She hangs out with like all of the boys, but she's just a furry. So we're like, Gwen. But there's just one PE, right? And she's going around asking people if they wanted high fives. Just like this. And we're like, oh, that's kind of nice. So we tried to high-fiving her. There was a pin like this big. I'm not even kidding. A sharp pin this big, like stuck onto her like sleeve. Like literally, she was trying to stab us, bro. And she did stab people. Like people were literally bleeding. They had to go to the nurse's office. So, and also we were yelling during PE, but the coaches didn't think anything of it because you know it's PE. Like we're gonna be wild, you know. So she started asking people if they wanted high fives, and if we said no, she started chasing us. And obviously we said no, so she started chasing us, specifically me and my whole friend group, like across the whole entire gym, bro. It was so scary. Me and this one girl, Valentina, we'll call her Valentina. We were running for our lives, and it was raining that day, and we were running all outside, like outside our whole school campus. And I have no idea how no one heard us because we were yelling help. Like, we were yelling help, but like so loud, and like around our whole campus. And I don't know how no one heard us, but she was running around trying to stab us. And she got like this close to me, but I kicked her with my foot. And then she got even more mad at me. But like it was really scary, guys. Like imagine a furry who barks at you, chasing you around with a pin, trying to stab you, and no one would help you. Like it was so tiring, bro. It was like running 5 miles.
To be honest, I wasn't surprised when I heard that story because she's done crazy things like that before. Like the year prior, we're going to talk about she had scissors on the bus and she may or may not have charged at Malia with scissors.
She tried stabbing me with scissors, like full on scissors. Like this big. Was really scary. And we were in the back of the bus too, and we couldn't move. Like it wasn't like we could just like go like run away. We were like in the back. So I had to jump on top of my friends.
Anyways,
Yeah, but that was our school year. It was really chaotic. We're only at 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
you want to like fill the rest of the thing with story time? Oh, I didn't tell you about my crush story time. Okay, I'll tell you guys about
Oh.
my crush story time. Okay, once upon a time, it started at lunch. I was talking with my friend. Her name, we'll call her. I'm looking around my name, like room to get name ideas, but nothing's popping out at me. We'll call her Bunny, because there's a pink bunny over there. So me and Bunny, we were talking, we were yapping. And this little short kid, I'm pretty sure he's like the shortest in our class, He came up to me and was like, "Hey, do you happen to like one of these two people?" And one of them happened to be my crush at the time. And Bunny, before I could even speak, was like, "Oh my gosh, yeah, he likes that person." When my answer would have been, "No, I don't like them," because I know that that little short kid was like friends, like almost best friends with my crush. So of course, the little guy's like, "Oh my gosh, thank you." Ran over there, told the crush. And somehow within the next like 5 minutes that we walk from building to building, the whole like school knew. Every class knew.
Cause like his school's really small.
Well, that's true. Like my school is like really small, so it's like it's easy for stuff to get passed around, which is low key not good for me because everybody knew within the span of like 5 minutes. And then there was like two groups of people. There were the girls surrounding me, and there were the guys surrounding my crush.
He's gay.
And I was over here on the floor having a mental breakdown, and everybody was just watching me
Like
having a
Bunny
mental
is so
breakdown.
fake for Bunny is so fake for telling him. Like it's not
I
even
know.
funny at that point.
I know. Guys, Bunny is not funny. Anyways. So I was having a mini mental breakdown while the guys were trying to hype him up or whatever. I was over here on the floor, like dying, crying, and everybody was surrounding me. So you bet I was like embarrassed. And we had like a mini ceremony to go to like 10 minutes after. So you bet your bottom dollars, 10 minutes passed and we were at the ceremony. Like we were like before, we were there. They're like the first class is there. And of course, they were still talking about it. So I was like, "Oh, guy, I'm gonna just go to the bathroom. We'll go to the bathroom." Because honestly, I just needed a place to calm down. Worst decision of my life. I went into the bathroom, and guys, mind you, I'm gay. So my crush just casually followed me with his friends, right? Him and his friends followed me into the bathroom. I
That was on
hidden
purpose.
stall. Duh, they were on purpose. Him and his friends were standing outside of my stall. I was in my stall, locked door, pretending I was, doing a little whiz. While they were just out there standing, they were talking. I was able to hear them. They were talking about me, and I was low-key like, "What do I do? What do I do?" Because we were. Because it's only us, like there's nobody else, and it's not like the girls could like come in here and like help. It's the male's bathroom. So I was just stuck in there.
Wait, have you
Was
ever
stuck.
peed in the urinal where your like thing is public?
Yeah.
Wait, can't like someone go in there and like take a bunch of photos?
No, number one, that's illegal. Number two,
Oh.
the urinals are like, they have a little thing. So like, well, number one, most urinals have
They're
like
like
a
this.
big board. Yeah, most urinals have like things in between them so you can't see them. But if they're not, urinals are built like a U shape, kinda. So like, if your pee-pee's within the U shape, nobody can see it. Anyways, that's enough of urinal talk. We're back to the crush. So I was stuck in there and. Thank the Lord the girl sent the teacher. Because the teacher went in there and was like, "Make sure you guys aren't doing any funny business." So while the teacher was there, I quickly unlocked the stall. I flushed the toilet with nothing was in it, but I had to pretend I did something in it. So
Wait,
I
I thought
quickly.
I didn't know the teacher came in.
Oh, the girl sent like the teacher to come in because, they thought I was gonna get beat up or something. Because God knows what they could have done to me. Like it was like a 5-on-1 battle. Like
I
anyway,
like
so
this has
the
happened before.
oh, I feel like it has. So what happened was then the girl sent the teacher, and the teacher came in. So I quickly, with the teacher there, flushed the toilet, opened the door, ran to the sink, pretend to wash my hands or whatever, and dipped with the teacher. And I walked out and I got a freaking applause. Got a freaking round of applause. It's like, oh my goodness, Caitlin survived. Oh my goodness. I wish I was kidding. Anybody there can vouch for me this whole story. I walked out and I got a round of applause. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you, thank you. I sat down and I was like, oh my gosh, what happened? What happened? Low key, they were disappointed because they thought I was gonna get beat up and they thought like I was gonna start fighting them or whatever. No. Which low key, that would have been a good story.
Story.
Being like, I got beat up by my crush. But no, that's not how it played out. And then a couple of days, and then, that happened, and then everybody stopped talking about it. And then, like, a couple of days later, the little midget came over to me. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm sorry. So the little guy came over to me, and he told me that, like, my crush was waiting in the bathroom for me. And I'm like, he wanted a redo. He wanted a redo of what happened. So I was like, no.
As you
No.
should.
I'm not going in there. And that happened like two more times, and then I'm pretty sure he gave up. So.
No, yeah, I started over like Easter break. I started snapping.
Not the light turning off.
I started snapping his crush just to like, try to get him to hang out with Kaylin.
And
That
low key,
weird.
it failed, and thank the Lord it failed.
Think he kind of liked me. But
He so liked you. He's
we did
so.
not want
No,
that to
bro.
happen.
Guys, our prank backfired. Guys, we low key think my crush fell in love with Malia instead of me. So.
Was not supposed to happen.
But low-key, she could have taken him because by that time I was like over with him. I was over. I was over.
Yeah.
That situation turned me off.
No, but
All the
now
way
that I'm
off.
thinking about it, I kind of want to stay at my school. Just like, cause like, okay, you know how much I cried yesterday? And then also I feel like graduation's not gonna be the same if I'm going somewhere else for my graduation.
But
Cause they could
like,
probably already guess what grade we're in, but like do you know how scary my new school's gonna be?
okay, but like you've already gone through schools. You were the new student in
But this is like a
new
private
school.
school, like it's different.
Okay. Private to private, private to public, what's the difference? You've been in
There's
public
a
schools
big
before?
difference.
Okay, but
I
like
don't
you
know.
be but the thing is you grew up on the public school system. So it's like you're used to it. So you
Yeah,
shouldn't
I've only been
even.
to private school for 2 years right now.
Exactly. So it'd be different if I went to public school. Because
Yeah,
I
you would
was
probably be weirded out.
because I'm a private school baby. I've never been to public school. I've been to private school my whole life. From a little itty bitty teeny weeny pre-kindergartner
I feel like it's always
to
like
my
that though.
big 86 year
Unless you
old.
meet people in the middle of like your year. Like, they're always private school babies.
I'm a private school baby. I feel like if you start off in, you know what I don't get? I don't feel like how people switch from public school to private school, or like private school to public school. Like, number
Why?
one, why? Because, like, the systems are like so different.
Yeah.
Like, you may be like, it's school is school, but like, it's so different between public and private schools.
Okay, so being in both schools, I would say private school, the classes are de like the classrooms are definitely a lot nicer. Like even if you
Hey,
think your
duh.
school has like a bad class, if you look at the public school classes, they're just not good. One thing about public school is if you go back to public school, it's gonna feel like a freaking college because you have so much more independence than you do in private school. Like I could literally just leave the class and they wouldn't say anything. Or if they leave the class, you're getting called to the principal. Like, why'd you? But you could like leave the class, do a whole walk around the whole campus, come back, and also you could like play Roblox, like, and be on your phone and dress the way you want to dress. Like, there's so much more freedom, but then also like the education's a lot better in private. Actually, not a lot better, but like they
Well,
focus in on you more.
they're more personalized, and I feel like the private school system is a little bit ahead of the public school system.
They're very ahead. Like my school, they have 3 points higher than like lower school. I mean public school. So like let's say I have a 90. They're also really strict though. So like let's say I have a 93 in my school. That's a B plus or an A minus. But that would
That's
be an
crazy.
that would, I know that would be an A plus though in like public school. So like technically, if I went to public school, I would be having straight A's, no A minuses.
No, but the thing about that is also you'd be relearning what you've already learned. Because in private school, you're like ahead.
Yeah, but it's not like dramatically ahead.
It's not
Like
dramatically ahead, but like you're still ahead.
no, when I switched though, I didn't even notice anything that I like already didn't, Like there was nothing that I there was no there was like no gaps. One thing is like everyone in private school, like they're more like you think that like people in your school don't apply themselves, but like you just see people in like public school because they don't care at all sometimes.
I mean, low key, why would they?
Yeah.
We pay hard money, big money, to go to our schools.
Yeah, sure. But honestly, my parents wouldn't even be paying anything different. Because, like, even though it's like,
Yeah. Yes, it's 57. Do you want to end it at an hour?
Yeah.
Just want to end it right now because it's 57 minutes. 58 minutes.
Yeah, let us know what you guys like what we're gonna like let us know what you guys want us to like talk about next, 'cause we have ideas, but yeah.
We're here to serve y'all people.
Yeah.
So.
Hope you guys enjoyed. This is our first podcast, so like it was kind of, like I feel like we like staged it a little
Guys, this is all fake. None of this was
bit.
real. We
No, this
planned
is all
every
fake.
laugh, we planned every giggle, we planned every stutter. Everything was planned, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you
No,
guys enjoyed it. No. Thanks.
yeah, and you probably didn't, but that's fine if you're still here.
If you somehow made it to the end, thank you so much.
Wait, we should
And.
end right on an hour.
Okay, if
It better not
you,
be like.
but if you guys have made it this far to the end, you're a real one. You're a real one.
You guys should
You're
make
real.
edits of us.
No, because like the edit opportunities would low key create be cra low
Have
low
a pimple
low
though.
key be crazy. Don't even. Add a pimple up here. Look, it's still there.
You're black, you can't even see it. It just looks like a bump. And
God,
like
don't
white as a
even.
pickle. Do you see my tanning process though?
Girl, we see that line. It's not pretty.
Tan lines are so pretty. I don't know what you're talking about.
And you know what's also pretty? We have 15 seconds left.
Okay, do the
We're
outro.
gonna. We're... Thank you guys for watching our Sweet But Twisted podcast, episode 1. And I. Hope you guys will come and visit us next time. Bye!
Bye.
Okay,
Dang
I have to go.
it, it's 1 o'clock. Okay, fine.
It's okay. We'll survive. Okay, we have to. We ended it.
Okay,
Oh, it's
wait.
still.